This is Vermont Edition. I'm Jane Lindholm. We start today with a conversation with writer David Budbill. Budbill is well known in Vermont and beyond for his play Judevine. He's also a poet of note. Always an energetic guest, in 2010, Budbill was on Vermont Edition discussing a new play and a forthcoming book.
I'm just getting warmed up. I've got so many projects going that I think the 70s for me are going to be hell-bent for leather. I'm not slowing down at all. And so that's one of the things that I think is kind of contraindicated about aging. I don't feel like slowing down a bit.
Well, as it so often does, other things intervened. Over a year ago, Budbill was diagnosed with a degenerative condition that has changed his life significantly. I recently visited him at his home in Montpelier to talk about his current life and work.
I have a PSP, which is a specialized form of Parkinson's disease, a progressive postnuclear palsy. I can't stand up, and my eyesight and my vision, my handwriting have gone to hell in a handbasket. But other than that, I'm perfectly normal.
You say perfectly normal, but from what I've read, what you've told people about your emotional life dealing with this diagnosis and your changing physical bodies, sounds like there may be also depression that goes along with it for you.
A lot of depression, because my life has been totally altered. I can't do anything physical, and I have a walker, this thing, and I walk with it everywhere I go. And when I'm not in that walker, I'm in a wheelchair. So it's a wheelchair or a walker for me. And that's enormously depressing.
Because of the loss of autonomy and your physical self, or for other reasons?
Well, mostly for the loss of autonomy, because I'm totally dependent on others for locomotion. And I don't have any time that I'm not with somebody else. And that in itself is, especially for me, depressing. I have lots of things I did that I don't do anymore, like cut wood.
Do you miss cutting wood at all?
Oh, I miss it terrifically. It's one of my favorite things to do.
I've always gotten that sense from you, and you know, for so many people, it's a chore that you do, and you try to find some ability to, maybe as you have, find a little bit of zen in it, but not something that people would miss if they got rid of. But it is something you miss.
Oh, it certainly is. I am not one of those people who doesn't miss it. I miss it terrifically. I miss all parts of it. I miss the dirty, sweaty, oil and gas stained clothes. I miss walking to the woods. I miss cutting the wood. I miss everything about it. Limbing it up, even stacking the brush, which is the least favorite thing to do. I like all parts of it.
I think you're the only person I know who's written so eloquently and lovingly about stacking wood.
Oh, really? Well, that's too bad, because I think it's one of the great joys of life. I get such a sense of satisfaction when the woodshed is full and we're ready for winter.
You said your handwriting has gone to hell in a handbasket, but you have several books coming out.
I do. I have three books coming out in the next year. And I, when I got this diagnosis, which was about a year ago, I hustled those into print. I finished them. because I didn't know that they might be my last books. And one's a children's book, and one's a novel, and one's a collection of poems.
Are you working on anything currently?
I'm not. I don't have any current projects. Well, I do have one. I have a book called Parkinson's that I'm starting to write. I've written one poem called How It All Began. And I don't know whether I'll be able to write that or not. The time will tell.
Titling the work Parkinson's in some ways doesn't leave a lot to the imagination, but you have always had such a vibrant imagination and a way with words. I'd love to know what maybe not reciting that poem, but maybe you can tell me a little bit about the poem that you have written for that so far.
Well, the one I've written is called How It All Began, and it explains how it all began, which is why it's called How It All Began. I was planting potatoes, and I kept falling over into the row, and I couldn't get up. And it's open over and over and over again. And that's the first time that it actually dawned on me that something was amiss. I had, since then, I've thought about plenty of symptoms prior to that, but only after this initial incident.
Why is that the only poem that you've written so far?
Oh, that's a good question. That's the only one that's come to me so far. That's why.
Do you think more will come to you, or are you worried that they won't?
I hope they will, although I'm worried that they won't.
Is that worry that poems won't continue to come to you something new, or is that something you've always worried about?
I think it's something new. Although I can't say for sure.
When people like me now come over to your place and interview you and talk about your life and your life's work, but also talk about what you're experiencing right now, I imagine I would bristle a little bit because I would feel a little bit like the Johnny-come-latelys are coming to cash in on suffering. Is that something that you feel in the press that you're getting?
I don't say it in those terms. I don't really think I bristle. But I know what you mean about Johnny Come Latelys. Although I'm not sure it applies to me. I'm not sure.
Well, certainly not the Johnny Come Lately. I mean, you have had accolades for many, many years, and you've had a multitude of interviews and people who are addressing your work, but it must feel a little different to have to talk about yourself and things that are so intimate and personal to you.
It does, and I don't know how I cope with it. I just do.
Well, David Budwill, I look forward to reading the work that's coming out at the end of this year, and I hope for more.
I hope you get the chance to get more. We'll see.
David Budwill, writer, poet, author, important Vermont cultural touchstone.